The COVID-19 pandemic abruptly changed how the world does business. Work shifted, where possible, into people's homes and online in accordance with social distancing guidelines. As a result, businesses' long-standing resistance to remote employees dissolved, and the lines between work and family life, long blurred, blended overnight. Even when life returns to some form of normal, some of these changes will stick. According to tech journalist Mark Sullivan's interviews with CEOs and business leaders from a cross-section of industries, during the COVID-19 lockdowns, companies shifted the way they do business to accommodate employees working at home. These shifts may become permanent. Workers and their children rely more now on cloud-based internet technologies than ever before. Businesses are working more flexibly with employees. Normalizing remote work is a big win in the tech sector, says the CEO of HackerRank, Vivek Ravisankar. Companies can hire quickly from a larger pool of talent without geographic limits. Venture capitalist Jeff Richards travels 200,000 miles for work every year, but like everyone else, during the shutdown, he had to conduct critical meetings over video chat. Business travel will bounce back, but it's clear that in the future, many more meetings will take place over video. Analyst Tim Beharin of Creative Strategies says COVID-19 is a death knell for open office environments. Corporate CIOs have told him they're willing to allow up to 25% of their staff to work remotely, which will significantly reduce the need for office space. Trend Micro CEO Ava Chen foresees a return to the small town model of clusters of offices with more employees working remotely. Revolution CEO Steve Case says entrepreneurs may take this moment to consider relocating to non-coastal locations to goose business in startup cities. The line between work and home life blurred as pets and children intruded into video meetings, but such moments enhance human connections. People are now using technology such as Facebook Messenger in new creative ways to connect with friends and family. Everlaw CEO AJ Shanker looks forward to employees adjusting from the expectation that workers will always be on to a more family-friendly understanding that evenings are family time. Michael Hendricks of IDEO says the pandemic has only accelerated changes that have been coming anyway. He says the pandemic will cause more people to appreciate robust encryption protocols. The new normal in education is likely to incorporate the flexibility the pandemic has made necessary. On-site work and learning will integrate with more online learning. Flatiron School CEO Adam Enbar cautions against the shortcomings of Zoom. He is adamant that it can't replace the classroom experience. He predicts technologists will create more robust remote educational experiences. Khan Academy founder Sal Khan says the pandemic shows that internet access is a necessity for everyone. He hopes that the digital divide will shrink and finally close. Healthcare businesses have worked to identify and solve long-standing interoperability issues that obstruct cooperation among different agencies trying to share information about COVID-19. Healthcare providers must remove obstacles to interagency cooperation as various entities try to share information about COVID-19. In the process, they're accelerating an industry-wide shift to digital tools, including telemedicine. Biotech companies will consider diversified outsourcing to guard against future supply chain breaks and to stockpile tissue and blood. Quantum computers should be online in the next year to 18 months. They will prove to be a powerful tool in facing the next pandemic. Concerned about misinformation, Ara Katz of Seed Health emphasizes that scientists have the responsibility to communicate accurate information about medical issues to the public. As people experience pandemic trauma collectively, Alma CEO Harry Ritter hopes that will shift the public and employers' attitude about mental health, and that they will come to regard access to mental health services as essential to human well-being. Businesses will rethink aspects of their operating model. Domestic travel has learned new lessons from COVID-19. As it reopens, Travel Perk CEO Avi Mayer predicts more train travel, since trains are a less crowded option for public transit. Michael Masserman at Lyft says that as cities reopen, they will look to support social distancing during commuting, emphasizing rideshare, bicycling, and scooters. The crisis shut down fast money. Expensify CEO David Barrett believes venture capitalists will look beyond tech startups' latest funding rounds and revenue projections. They will instead evaluate qualitative traits that signal stability over the long haul. And in the face of adversity, they will widen their perspective to include companies, team members, culture, and overall structure. Bright Machine CEO Amar Hanspal predicts a sea of change in manufacturing, including quick adoption of management software, automation, and less far-flung supply chains. He explains that current manufacturing occurs in centralized factories with low-cost labor, far from the output selling point. He believes this dynamic cannot survive extreme uncertainty. The most important business skill during a crisis is flexibility, according to Sarah Stein Greenberg, director of Stanford University's D School. One challenge is to survive for now, while at the same time holding space to generate the ideas of the future. To accomplish this, organizations should separate the generation of ideas from their critique. Will Lopez of Gusto says small retailers who depend on foot traffic to survive must develop other revenue streams to meet future shocks. Going forward, restaurants will continue their relationships with delivery services, for example, and boutiques will continue to make their products available online.